And now we're going to be looking at this campaign. Thank you so much, Clifton, for being here in studio. Maybe people have seen it around the city, but I'm wondering if you can first describe for us the ad campaign that's been launched by ESCA Water Corporation here in Quebec.
Well, the ad campaign is a Canada-wide ad campaign by ESCA, which is a water bottled water company that is owned by Eau de Vive out of Toronto, Ontario. And the ad that I'm very angry about, and many other Native people that I've talked to are angry about, has a depiction of three men dressed up as like, I guess, throwbacks to pre-contact mm-hmm. Natives mm-hmm. With their spears, their drums, and their war paint. And they're attacking people for contaminating ESCA water with fruit juices. And it says, "We're protecting the purity." And I found it quite distasteful when I first encountered this ad, when I was looking at the 24 paper, which is the free newspaper that circulated in the Montreal metro system. And I opened it up, and I almost took a step back, you know, and I was like, what the is this? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, figuring I was looking at ads from the 1950s back in when Madison Avenue was riding high. Those are the kind of ads they would do. Like, it kind of reminded me of those old ads of Aunt Jemima pancakes, you know, where you have Aunt Jemima talking like a slave woman, you know, like in that, you know, how the stereotypical accent of those people were. Mm-hmm.
In the context of segregated United States.
Yeah. Well, the context of slavery, you know, mm-hmm. the mammy that would go around, like, you know, the house servant that would go around and take care of the little children had a certain way of speaking because she didn't have an education. Well, this mm-hmm. ad that I seen in the ESCA ad kind of reminded me of that, you know, like, what are they trying to say, you know, like, the natives are defending what, you know, and why is it every time they depict the native, it's always in a negative context? Mm-hmm. Whereas, you know, the only thing that a native knows how to do is employ violence. And that's so untrue, you know, like if you really look at history and you'll see that the native people are the ones who were the peacemakers, who are the ones who tried to broker peace, mm-hmm. who were accommodating to the non-native settlers who came here. We were the victims of their violence. So, I mean, this ad, what are they trying to sell? Are they selling water or are they selling racism?
Now, in terms of the imagery used on this ESCA ad campaign, I'm wondering if you could reflect a bit more on the fact that this imagery is being used. I mean, if we saw this type of stereotypical imagery for other peoples here in Canada, I would imagine there would be quite an outcry.
Well, something I had mentioned, something I had mentioned about that, I mean, there's levels of racism. There's a certain racism that's acceptable. And I've had people come down on me about that statement. No racism is acceptable. That's exactly what I'm saying. But if society doesn't do anything to change these attitudes, then it becomes acceptable, does it not? If it's all right, if it's, well, where's your sense of humor approach to our grievance about this ad? Like, oh, it's all tongue-in-cheek. They're not even real Indians. They're not even a group of Indians. Even moreover, that's what gets me even more. For example, after the American Civil War, there were a lot of non-black actors, white actors, that would go around and would do what they called the minstrel shows. And that's mm-hmm. basically, they would go around and there would be white men playing black men or black women. I was in a very negative manner. That's where the whole blackface comedy routines came from, where a white man would take black shoe polish and put black all over his face and really do very derogatory comedy about black people, deriding them. And on top of things, this water is piped out of Algonquin territory. And I highly doubt that Eau de Vive or ESCA Water sought any permission from the Algonquin people to take that water. And that's in direct contravention of the UN Declaration of the Rights of Indigenous People, which stipulates that any company has to have prior and informed consent of any Indigenous group of which they're taking resources from. And there's nothing done there. I'm sure there's no money being piped back to the Algonquins. The state of water health in Native communities is deplorable. Most, if not all, Native communities have non-potable drinking water. Mm-hmm. I have non-potable drinking water at my home. In fact, my mother was a big client of ESCA's. She'd buy it by the case because we can't drink the water. But I'm not. I told her, don't buy that water. Mm-hmm. I'd rather you know, we boil the water and can drink it that way than buy that garbage and support the crap that they're putting on their advertising.
You're tuned into CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. We're joined in studio by Clifton Nicholas, who's a social activist and also a media maker from Concordia University Television. Clifton's from Gunnasatagi and has been involved in launching a campaign to boycott ESCO water for a series of ads that are appearing around the country. I was wondering, Clifton, what is your perspective on these ads and what it says about Canadian society? A lot of people have, you know, pointed to, we just had Canada Day, the fact that Canada really has failed to deal with its own history in relation to Canada's treatment of Indigenous people, from residential schools to more recently. So what does this ad say to that history of Canada?
Well, there's that overriding attitude in Canada and Canadian society. I mean, it goes all the way up to the Prime Minister's office, where he says asinine things such as he's glad that Canada doesn't have a history of colonialism. I mean, what, did they drag their land over with ships when they came here? I mean, who do you think was here? Like, that plays into that whole notion of terra nullius, that this is a non-populated land for people without a land. Mm-hmm. Basically plays into that whole adage. And again, particularly here in Quebec, there's a very distinct idea that Quebec people, the French Canadians, are the Indigenous population. Don't ask me where that comes from. There's those attitudes, you know, that almost like as if Native people are the interlopers, or that Native people are just like these totally primitive people that just disappeared to time, that we don't exist anymore. That kind of ties into that whole idea of scientific racism from the turn of the 19th to the 20th centuries, where they claim that the overpowering might of European superiority will eliminate natives and they'll be non-existent. So this is, again, part of that, you know, like basically, you know, that whole stereotypical native image that you were given by people like John Ford in Hollywood, you know, mm-hmm. in the 1920s, 30s, 40s, and 50s, John Wayne movies. You know, this is, I know, I'm just beside myself with this image, and I'm disappointed that I think, moreover, I'd be probably would have expected more this kind of image for an ad campaign coming out of the United States than coming out of Canada, because if you look in the United States, it's common practice to do these type of things. Just look at the sports teams, you know, Atlanta Braves, mm-hmm. Washington Redskins, Winnebagoes, Pontiacs. You know, these are all Native people that they're talking about, right?
Or even the name of military equipment.
Yeah, Black Hawk. You know. Mm-hmm. All the Iroquois, mm-hmm. the attack helicopter, you know, and using these people, like trying to use like this notion of savagery. In fact, you know, they're perpetrating the same kind of savagery on other brown people as they did here in the Americas. Their forefathers, their founding fathers, did to my people.
We only have a few minutes left on this segment. Obviously, this one ad says so much about our history here in Canada and colonization in this country. But just quickly, I'm wondering if you could describe for us the actions that you've taken to draw attention to the ESCA ad campaign and the boycott against this corporation, and also any responses that you've received both from ESCA Water and also the public generally.
Well, I had made a video with another fellow CUTV journalist.
Mm-hmm. That's Concordia University
Television. Yeah, Concordia University Television. And we created a video basically talking about the distastefulness of those ads and how it plays into different aspects of racism. I went on to create a Facebook group called Boycott ESCA Water on Facebook, mm-hmm. which I suspect will probably be torn down pretty soon. I'm already getting warnings through that. I'm copyright infringement warnings and so on. But these are the steps that I've been taking. I mean, I created it on Canada Day, the group, and today I have over 350 people on this group. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it kind of tells me a lot about people not wanting to accept racism. I think in that aspect gives me some hope that there are people out there in Canada that don't accept it, you know, natives and non-natives. Because I'm not going to say all non-natives are for this, because they're not. There's a lot of non-natives who are not. And, yeah, those are some of the steps I've been taking, doing what I'm doing right now and trying to get things going. I mean, my next target is the Montreal Metro, the transit system, the STM. Because, I mean, somebody has to be held responsible for allowing those ads to be put up in the metro system. Because I pay for my bus pass. Mm-hmm. You pay for your bus pass. The public money goes into maintaining that system. then why would they allow these kind of ads to be posted in there that are overtly racist?
Clifton Nicholas speaking on CKUT's Off the Hour. Thank you so much for joining
us. Thank you for having me.
And you're tuned into Community News here at CKUT 90.3 FM. I think we're going to go to a track from Algonquin hip-hop artist Samian. This is a duet with Cashton. Stay tuned.
Aux enfants que le monde leur appartient.
Ginano, Ginano.
On peut croire en l'impossible et qu'on n'est pas les plus à plaindre.
Ginano, Awata.
Pourtant, on vient d'ici, on nous traite dans l'étranger.
Ginano, tu m'es grand.
Par contre, on est la preuve que les choses peuvent changer. Les paroles de cette chanson veulent changer la face du monde, veulent donner de la fierté, veulent nous sortir de l'ombre. Je suis peut-être trop optimiste, mais je suis vivant, donc j'y crois. La plume au bout des doigts, j'écris une page de l'histoire. On est fort ensemble, c'est pour ça qu'on se rassemble. On est des frères dans l'esprit, c'est ce qui fait qu'on se ressemble. Si ensemble qu'on vaincra, si ensemble on en dira. Que sur les terres du Canada, on est encore là. On est fort et fier, on rassemble les nations. C'est la voix du peuple, le chant de la détermination. C'est le cri de la victoire, c'est le cri de la liberté, c'est le cœur des guerriers, c'est la voix des oubliés.
Ginano,
faudra dire à nos enfants que le monde leur appartient.
Ginano, Ginano.
On peut croire en l'impossible et qu'on n'est pas les plus à plaindre.
Ginano, Awata.
Pourtant on vient d'ici, on nous traite dans l'étranger.
Ginano, tu m'es grand.
Par contre on est la preuve que les choses peuvent changer.
Ginano,
on n'est pas les victimes, mais une autre génération.